You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Now, Bible text is Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22 to 27. I read, "Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year." Please note, year by year. "And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there. The tithe," you see, what are you supposed to eat? "The tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thy oil, and the fatlings of thy herd, and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always." The whole essence of tithing is to teach the children of Israel how to fear God. It is not the giving. It is actually to teach them. This is what the scripture says. He said that you may learn how to fear the Lord thy God. In verse 24, it says, "And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it." That means you already have your tithe. And note, he said year by year, not monthly. He said year by year. He says, "If the place is a far place that you cannot bring it, you cannot carry them." Or he said, "If the place be too far from thee, which the Lord thy God shall choose to set his name, to set his name there, when the Lord thy God hath blessed thee," verse 25, "then shalt thou turn it into money." Brethren, this is scripture we are reading. This is scripture. This is in the scripture. Many people who are advancing tithing will never read a passage like this to you. Tithing is not money. But you know, you can be living in Hebron. You can be living in Gaza, far away from where the temple is. I don't know the geography, but what it's simply saying is that if you are far away from where the temple is, because tithe must be brought to temple, you cannot sit down in your house and say, "This is my tithe." Tithe is not something you can send by bank transfer. It's not money. As at, even when the law was operational, because if you want to do something, you cannot do it in your own way. You cannot modify something. God cannot give a law, and then you will wake up and say, "Well, we have to modify it." Who are you to modify the law of God? It's either that God will tell you that, "See, you are no more under the covenant. This old covenant came with these laws, but now you are free. You are now under a new covenant." But you cannot unilaterally say, "This law, this is the way we want to implement it." That's foolishness. That means you are rewriting the law of God. You will be under a curse. So money was being spent as at the time they were paying tithe. He said, "Thou shalt turn it into money and bind up the money in thy hand, and thou shalt go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose." So you will come with money. It's easier to carry money. Just like today, you will travel with your card. It's easier to travel with money. He says, "And bind up the money in thy hand, and thou shalt go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, for sheep, for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul lusteth, thy soul desired. And thou shalt eat." That is you coming with the money. You must eat of your tithe. "And thou shalt eat there before the Lord thy God, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household, and the Levite." Now look at what they are to do for the Levite. "And the Levite that is within thy gates," that's within thy gate, "thou shalt not forsake him." Not just taking it to the temple. There are Levites within thy gate. There are some that are close to you. You must not forget them, for he hath no inheritance with thee. This is what the law of tithing says. Brethren, people will never read this passage and we go and read Malachi. Malachi was only trying to correct children of Israel who were not practicing this. This was what they were supposed to practice. Tithing is not money. It's not something you give monthly. It's not something you give weekly. And Abraham didn't tithe the way they are saying it today, that, "Oh, tithe started with Abraham." Abraham did it only once, not monthly, not weekly, not yearly, and not from his own farm produce. It was from the spoils of war. And he gave the remaining 90% to those who went to war with him. He said, so that you will not say you made Abraham rich. So Abraham didn't do it in order to be rich. May the Lord give you understanding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.